What up, doe? You are tuning in to What Works For Us, the Black Queer Lifestyle Podcast,
where we discuss everything black and queer,
mental health,
relationships,
art,
fashion.
We take it back our culture, y'all.
Carry my city like some shoulder pads and strap. Evidently, I've been killing.
Hey,
what's poppin'? What's poppin'? What's poppin'? Oh. See, I told you, Emerson, I think, you know, I've been listening to myself back on the microphone and I sound good. So my vocals is going to go up in the 2021 season of this podcast. So get ready. Get ready.
Well, this podcast is not a singing competition.
Get ready.
So I think you should come out your projects on the side.
Get ready.
No.
You are now listening to
What Works For Us.
All black.
All queer.
That's a shame. Like, we have been doing that joke for so long that it just feel weird to just actually stop there. I'm going to try. I'm going to try to see if I could just stop after the all queer part from now on. Because, you know, that went on forever. Did your last outburst.
That was not an outburst.
It was a declaration.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
Oh my God, a new episode. We back. How are you, Emerson? Oh, that's not how this goes, right? We got to check in first.
Yes.
All right. So, Emerson, it is time to
check in. So, for me, this week.
Oh, really? That's how you're going to do it?
Yes, that's how I'm going to do it.
Don't be like a check-in bully or gangster.
That wasn't a bully.
You were like, Kami, I feel like you was like, and what? It was like, for me, and what? I'm starting off this time.
For me, well, I don't really have, honestly, like, I have something to say. Like, I don't want y'all to get excited. Like, ooh, he got a lot to say. No, I really don't. I mean, from the update from last time where, I was like, I just wanted to bust out, start crying because I couldn't read shit and all this kind of stuff. And this, it's been a lot better this past week. Has it been too? Yeah, this past week. It's been a lot better because I ain't been working overtime. So I've been getting a lot of stuff done. And I've been doing, I feel a lot better doing stuff for me before I do stuff for somebody else. And that might sound very only childish, but I'm talking about as far as work. Mm-hmm. I just feel better when I do stuff for me first. Like, it just makes my day so much better. Like, when I just go on a day and I just instantly start doing stuff for them, I just be pissed. Like, what the fuck? I didn't do shit for me today. But now, since I've been actually incorporating doing stuff for me beforehand, I go on to the, just like, okay, well, I got some stuff accomplished for me. So I'll give y'all some of my time because I got some time in for myself. So that's pretty much it. I voted. Oh, yeah, I voted early.
Oh,
got that
early
shit out of the way.
So how did that feel? Like, so not only just voting, but voting now, right? Like, voting for this election. Do it feel different? Did you vote in 2016?
Yeah.
I didn't want to just assume.
I always vote for presidential elections, not the local stuff. But I might slip a few times.
Okay, did you feel a difference? I guess what I'm asking.
No. Okay. I just, to be honest with you, my whole attitude was just, you know, I just need to get this out the way. I just, you know, and, you know, like you said, sit back and watch, have my popcorn out and just be looking at the, because it is such a circus. It's like every single day. I ain't going to go there. We talked about politics on here already.
But just because you brought it up, Trump said he was going to flee the country if he lost. Girl, really? Really? You gonna flee the country?
Oh my gosh.
You're not just gonna move out and go about your business. You're gonna flee. Is that serious for you, Trump? Like, I cannot with her. I just cannot. She said it's gonna be so bad with Biden. She gonna have to flee the country because she just can't. Like, she be reading.
Well, yeah.
Her reads is...
He's been reading, but Orange 45 been reading. I mean, those Rosie O'Donnell read.
Okay. He reads.
He just let her have it. And I was laughing. I admit, I was laughing. I was horrible. I was like, but yeah, he does. But I mean, even... And then, you know, this whole thing with, Ice Cube. I know we're not... I am very anti-celebrity doing this shit. But to be honest with you, I like the uproar. Mm-hmm. I like it. And I think I like his energy because it's a masculine energy. So it's like the way he's saying, you know, he's standing his ground on what he say. And he's just like, you know, like he was like, you know, Don Lemon, that was some punk ass shit that you did. I'm like, oh,
he said that about Don Lemon.
Yes. He was like, that's some punk ass shit that you did. He was like, pretty much, you need to redo another interview with me. I'll be ready on Monday at 10:30. Do what you need to do. I'm like, oh.
I guess he said what he said.
But he, you know, I just like the uproar. But it's the circus. So, yeah, I voted. I got out the way. I wish I would have waited, though. I think that's what, because some people have voted early, but they waited later in the week, and they were able to get in and out. I didn't like that I had to stand in that damn line. I thought I was doing something different. But
well, how long did you wait? Because I waited 2 hours.
An hour.
Okay. But I was later, so I got the end of the stick. But some people said they've been voting in 10 minutes or 5 minutes. Yeah. And so, even at the location I went, they was like, it was a 5 minute wait. I'm like, but I guess it really depends on time. I guess we were too ambitious by going. Like, everybody wanted to go early, on day one, first thing. And bitch, we was right in that crowd.
And I wish I was like, damn, I should have thought to do it later. But I thought I was doing something different. I just thought that people was not that interested. You really can't get caught up in like the Twitter and all that kind of stuff. Because that only represents a small percentage of people. Because I've been thinking like, well, shit, they might even be voting. So I just go early, you know, and everybody probably going to be there. Yeah, bullshit. It was a Trump supporter in the line.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, I mean, they there. That's what people say. Like, don't assume that. You know, it just came out that Trump has made, his campaign has made the most money, more than any incumbent president in history. So,
doesn't surprise me.
We know that, but I'm just saying, like, people, the battle is a battle. Mm-hmm. Don't be thinking one way. It's a battle. But, okay, you voted early. That was cute.
That's pretty much it. I voted early, and that's pretty much it. We're halfway in October. I did think the other day, I was like, oh my goodness. I'm starting to think about my 37th dynasty. I'm like, oh my gosh, I will say now officially, I'm leaving my mid-30s. Now I'm definitely about to be in my late 30s. I will say it myself now, because the other people, hint, a present company, said I was already there, but I don't believe so. Now I am on my way now. So I thought about it, I was like, oh my God, I'm almost there, but I don't feel no way about it. Thank God.
Thank God. Okay.
That's it.
I mean, I just like to separate our age groups, the different age groups that we are in. So if you referencing me, I'm just, you know, I just like to let the listeners know that, you know, we're close in age, but we represent different age groups. is it my turn to check
I'm
in?
I'm done.
But you know what, Emerson, that's really upsetting me and my homegirls?
What?
That I can't listen to Aaliyah on any streaming. Because when she come up on my iHeartRadio, I get my life. Like, I was just singing. I was like, turn my mic up. Turn my mic up. Turn me up. Mama. I ain't going to sing. But y'all know the rest of it. When she came up on my iHeartRadio, and every time she come up, like, if I'm listening to, like videos, and she'll come up, I really get upset that I can't just go to Apple Music and put in Aaliyah and listen to her albums. That's really upsetting me.
Well, talk to Barry Hankerson.
I mean, like, that's ridiculous. It's Aaliyah. We have to be able to just to go listen to her music. And I feel like because we haven't been able to stream in so long, the need of it. I forget how much her music really do something, to my aesthetic of being from Detroit.
Yeah.
Being from the 90s, being at home, listening to Aaliyah. Even though I wasn't like I was always a Brandy and Monica fan. Aaliyah was always number three, but still, she was one of the girls that we listened to. So, come on now. Can somebody make that happen?
They've tried a couple of times. She popped up on Apple Music a couple of times with these Ultimates and stuff, and whoever, the powers that be, always get it took off.
Yeah, but why can't we just get her official music, her whole discography?
Barry Hankerson, I don't know what that is. Wasn't that Gladys Knight's ex-husband?
I think so. Yeah. But I mean, what did he do? Like, he's not making money. Like, do they still make money off the sales? Why is he trying to keep it streaming?
How is it even selling? Because the CDs ain't even, I don't think, you can get them no more. You have to get them, like, you know, from somebody else.
Oh, you can't get Columbia House no more?
Oh, please. Who the fuck would even want Columbia House?
12 albums for one set. Girl. I think we talked about that before, but yeah, that is so funny. Man, I used to wait for that little. I was like, ooh, I wonder if it's going to go through.
Okay.
Maybe it come in the mail.
I built my collection off of Columbia.
Okay, Columbia. Baby, they give you the 12 CDs, baby. They were going to send it to you.
They was going to send it.
And I had that all on your credit. Yeah. Like, years later, bitch, Columbia. I owe Columbia what? I get my check-in. So what's popping this week? I guess like I was just telling you, I'm working. If some of you guys might not know that I'm in ballroom. I practically have been in ballroom for like 20 years. And I think we talked about it before. But anyway, I'm in a house of Lan Van, and we have launched our XL Care Initiative, exclusive Lan Van Cares Initiative. And it's basically a community organizing, social awareness initiative. We're going to have projects and stuff like that. And so I'm just excited to expand my social activism into ballroom. Ballroom has been my world for so long, and just to be able to kind of bring my two worlds together in the same time is very rewarding. So yeah, so if you guys, into ballroom, make sure you follow the House of Lan Van, exclusive Lan Van, and then our new initiative XL Cares on Facebook. So that's we're working on a voting campaign project right now that will be launching by the time this episode come out. So just check that out. What else is popping with me? I'm going to see Boo Thing next week. I'm getting ready for Halloween.
Are you dressing up?
Yes, we got to figure what can I be for Halloween. Because first of all, this is going to be the ultimate Halloween. Not only it's on a Saturday, you get Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'm like, I know I have the party on Saturday that I want to go to, but I want to do something on Friday. And then I wouldn't mind doing something for Day of the Dead on Sunday. But I don't know. Like, it's quarantine for sure, right? So yeah. It's limited. But I know Houston got some stuff. So I don't know. And then my kids, is they trying to do all that. I'm like, listen, I can't do all that. I said, like, one big party. But it is Halloween, though, and I was Halloween. Able, because I've done multiple Halloween parties per year.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Edmondson, what do you think? Halloween during quarantine, this is going to be interesting, I guess. Definitely.
I'm shocked. I saw the Target stuff out. I'm like, I see people buying costumes. So, I mean, I guess a lot of people going to be having their own personal Halloween parties. So I guess, I don't know what to tell you to be. You always do something weird. You always think of your own stuff. So I want to tell you.
But I don't want to do that. I don't want to just throw a wig on and try to doctor it up. Even though, I think I look cute in a wig. I love a good hair. But what could I be? Are you dressing up for Halloween at all? You usually have a little cute thing going on, too. Oh, my God. We're not going to go to Trey Halloween party?
No, it would already happened.
We have done that, 4 years in a row?
Yeah.
At least 3, I know for sure.
Somebody else is having one, though. I mean, I guess I don't want to put them out there, but I got to invite to another one that's kind of in the circle. Who? It's with 90s themed.
Who?
Morris.
Oh, I got that, too. Mm-hmm. I won't be here. That's next weekend, right?
Yeah, I think it was before.
Yeah, it was. That's the only, I did get that 90 thing during Halloween. Yeah. Interesting. Well, Morris, I wish I can come. I love Halloween parties, but I won't be able to go to that one. But I don't know, Trey party, that's been our ritual.
Yeah,
especially for us, because we always go together and be dressed up, and we always prepare.
Well, there's
together.
Another one this year though. So,
what, another party?
Yeah,
the one at my house.
Yeah,
wait, but you. Well, you haven't really committed to that one, so I mean,
it's I haven't committed to anybody's. But that's what I'm saying.
So it's not the same, right? Like, so you gotta like not on the grid, like, girl, just like Friday, like you would say something, girl, don't mention it again. And I guess it ain't happening, But anyway, let me stop playing with you. Yes, I don't know. So, you guys, I know Emma's gonna be on y'all about messaging and comments, and this will really help me. Because I still got 2 weeks. But I also have a writing project due by in 2 weeks that I am having writer's block, like, extremely. So me...
Ooh, you know what you could be?
What?
Be a Karen.
My spirit.
I think if you make fun of it, though, it's not like you're doing it in a good way. You're actually doing it in a bad way. You're making like they always do, blackface for us. Well, mm-hmm. We're going to do that shit for you.
I should do it in whiteface?
No. Ooh, that would be...
When you said, well, what should I do?
Well, I mean, but I don't know. But they always do that shit for us. But you know what? That probably is going to be a popular costume this year.
Yeah.
Karens are probably going to be very popular.
But everybody going to be a Karen.
Everybody going to be a Karen. But no, I just think that'd be funny just to poke fun at them because they hate it. So that's my thing. It's not like we're honoring you. They hate that
they hate. Yeah. Remember that last video I sent you? The lady was screaming. Yeah. She was like, you are simply crazy. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Like, the Karen videos are getting the one, it was this whole black family, like, jumped on this white lady. I guess it was something about they were parked next to each other and the kids was hitting her. Did you see that?
I think I might have seen. No, it's probably a lot of those. So I probably didn't see
that
one.
It's so many Karen videos, mm-hmm. but it's so funny because they are ridiculous. You Karens, y'all need to start going to therapy. Something wrong.
Something is wrong.
Something wrong. Y'all got something. Or y'all need to do an exorcism or something. Because I feel like it's the negative devil spirit in y'all.
Karen's been getting on my motherfucking nerves because they do always like to park next to you. I went to the grocery store twice this weekend.
You always say that.
I went to the grocery store twice this weekend and a Karen parked next to me both times. I'm like, I parked some way away and they still be... Oh, I'm gonna sit up there. Why are you parking next to my car? Why can't you see I'm over here isolated? Why are you parking over here? Like, it's like they do that shit on purpose. They have no sense of space. But anyway, go ahead.
No, I'm not playing with you. You already know. Yeah, because you said that before. And I just keep thinking about that fight. So I'm not even... C-Plus and I are supposed to be working on some writing writing groups with each other. He already has his writing groups with his, you know, colleagues or whatever, but he's gonna work with me and we're gonna do some stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, bitch, you wrote a book. You can write. You wrote 5 plays. You can write. Like, what's wrong with you? But I just feel like because so much of the activism or the community part has come up and it's overshadowing the writing in me. Like, I have to find that writing space, like, consistently. Like, because now when I write, I'm only writing for grants. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really... My mama asked me, like, oh, you ain't done theater in a while. You know, remember I committed to myself to do a theater project every year when I was acting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. So it just really... You guys, I am having a good time to figure out my... Not extracurriculars, but the stuff that makes me happy. And I need to focus more on writing. And I do need to get on the stage. But, I mean, it's Corona. So, but... What? Why you looking like that?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
But I guess I could do something, right? Like, Spectrum is... I got an email yesterday. They suspending all the fall and winter season.
Yeah, so what are you going to do?
I don't know. I guess I can do something on Zoom. They've been doing, like... But, you know, they've been doing kind of like what we're doing. They've been... filming the plays and then going live. So I still could do that.
Oh, okay.
If I, actual audition.
Yeah.
I need to dust up and learn a new monologue for 2021, honey. And just, when I get into it, then I get into it. So I'm just not in that world right now. But baby, when I feel that acting bug, like I need to be on the stage with some lights making me sweat. Because, they make it... Have you ever just been on the stage for... 2-3 hours every night, that shit, you be sweating. And you got to make it seem like you ain't sweating. And then the sweat start going down your face and into your mouth. But you act like you don't see it. Or you got that little sweat brow.
And I would be wanting to wipe it.
Like, you can't wipe it. They're going to know.
Right.
On them damn lights. And that's what Malik was like. It's so hot up here. This, when we was doing Art Hills, the schoolboy. Mm-hmm. It's so hot. I'm like, you better, that's the lights. Theater is hot.
Right.
He was looking at me like, I was smacked the hell out of you.
Okay.
But, so that's just it. getting ready for Halloween and trying to figure out what I want to do. And I guess that's my check-in. I don't think nothing else is going on. Right? Yeah. So I know we wanted to talk about something fun, and I remember seeing something, and since we were talking about, like, exclusive Lan Van, my house, they had posted something in our group on Facebook, our lounge, and it was like, name something you would find in a gay man's house. So I feel like, you know, to take a break from social and political commentary, me and Emerson is going to name 10 things. We're going to try, right? This is off the cuff, you guys.
Yeah.
So as we're doing this, remember, you guys can be commenting, sending us stuff, cackalacking, letting us know. But we're going to try to name 10 things that we think that we would find in a gay man's house. And we can alter it, like, if we run out of stuff, like, hey, name a thing that we might find in a lesbian house. Because I got, some, you know, a lesbian house or a trans woman house or a trans man house. We want to be all inclusive if needed, you know. And it's all in fun or whatever. But so I'm trying to think. So I guess I give an example. So I'm going to give an example of something that I already read that I said, Emerson. Do you think you'd be ready to, you got one of your answers?
Yeah, I mean, I can just think of stuff off. I mean, I'm trying to think outside of myself, so.
But yeah, that, well, I guess, I'm not playing with you. I did all that work to find it, to pull it up, and then when I'm ready to do it. So I hope y'all thinking, I'm thinking too. I just wanted to name some of the things that was in the group. Oh, I'm in the wrong group, that's why. So what do you? So let's say this, Emerson. What do you think is an essential to have in a gay man's house?
Well, I hate to sound so cliche. The obvious.
What's the obvious?
I mean, well, not obvious, but it's something that, I mean, a lot of gay men have in their homes. I'll say a enema bottle, so everybody don't use enema, but the enema bottle. That's definitely something that in some wipes.
Did you see that about Cottonelle?
No, what about him?
Oh, my God. So why do you think so? Okay, so what? I'm going to look up the Cottonelle thing. I'm just, you, call me a journalist today.
Oh, right? Okay.
I'm doing, you know, I'm giving you, I'm a tea with the news.
So. Okay, right. I'm like, because I don't know. I hear nothing about no Cottonelle.
Yes, you did hear about the Cottonelle wipes. But go ahead. So what if they don't have an enema in their house?
Well, I mean, they might not be, you know, there is a such thing as, you know, men being strict top still. I mean, I know everybody doesn't believe that, but there are. So they might just not. But I believe, I don't care top or not, you should have some wipes in your house.
Okay. That booty still need to be cleaned. That crack need to be cleaned.
Yeah, and you can even have a bottle in there, too, because that don't mean nothing just because you ain't, you know, receiving that way. That doesn't mean anything. So, my thing is, well, we talked about this before, like, you know, if you didn't do, you cannot expect for everybody to have it in the house. Let me say that, because I told y'all before, some of these girls are showing up at these men's houses and have not done what they were supposed to do. And then they get there and think, oh, well, you got an enema. No, they might not.
That, you know where I stand with that. That is, listen. That is classless. Why would you go, and we talked about this, but yeah. I just want to reiterate that. I don't care. Y'all let me have it if y'all want to. You do not go over no man's house to clean yourself out. If that ain't your man already.
Yeah, no.
You already in relationship. But you over for a booty call,
and you show up unprepared,
child.
No, and Auntie didn't told y'all asses too. That is, you don't do that. That is what you don't, girl. Don't let your friends tell you no bullshit. Like, well, girl, you can just go on. No, you take care of yourself before you go over there. You don't just show up and expect that he gonna have something there. You got some enemy. You don't even go over there if you unsure.
But you know how you that. You'd be like, but you only got 10 minutes to get there. You got to tie.
You have to be careful.
You got to tie. You say you're going to be there in five, girl. It's 4:45 and you still feeling like you still
feel not unsure, a little sure. You're not that sure of yourself. That's why you need to make, but you don't show up over there unsure because more than, girl, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. But yes, so you cannot assume that a dude was going to have that at his house or all me going to have that at your house. So that, you know, girl, don't show up and like, well, you gay. You should have enema. No, he might not. Girl, no.
So this was 4 days ago, Evanston. Some Cottonelle flushable wipes have been recalled for possible bacteria contamination.
What?
Kimberly Clark is recalling some of its Cottonelle flushable wipes products due to the possible presence of bacteria that could lead to infection in some Jesus. Individuals.
Oh, my God.
Individuals with weak immune systems are at a heightened risk of infection. These are products that was produced between February 7th and September 14th of this year.
How the fuck it start on my birthday?
Well, girl, you contaminated the wipes.
What the fuck?
You have to, consumers can find out if their product has been affected by the recall by searching the lot number located on the bottom of their product package on the brand's product recall information page. So, I will say this. I've been to a lot of boys and girls. Houses mm-hmm. with that little cottonelle flushable white container.
I've purchased them before.
Yeah, so I feel good that we just did that breaking news here on the podcast. Okay. So you girls that have the little cottonelle and you went, you know, over the summer, you got the 3-pack, what you call that, refillable, the white, they'll come in a 3-pack
yeah,
to
come
fill
in
it up.
Pack, yeah.
And you got it between February and September, please go check your lot number and make sure that it's not the ones that are affecting people with whatever this bacteria. And if you have a weakened immune system, that means all of my brothers and sisters, like myself, living with HIV, thriving with HIV, but still, girl, we don't want to be wiping our booties with no infected cottonelle wipes. So, you know, breaking news, CNN, I'm Don Lemon, and just that's breaking news.
No, Cottonelle didn't. That's the kind of, now I'm on Amazon looking for some organic ones.
Oh, you done with Cottonelle? Yeah. You done with Cottonelle. Okay, so what is one of mine? I would say, I guess I would say a jock strap.
You think all gay men will have a jock strap?
I think, I can't imagine in 2020 that all gay, because even if you're not even a bottom, I think the tops, even,
yeah, they wear them too.
They will wear them too. I mean, because, and somebody was like, because you know they just came out with the Nike jock straps.
Oh.
And somebody was like, oh, Nike, y'all go in there. And somebody was like, well, you do know jock straps are for sports.
Yeah.
And Nike is a sports brand.
Right.
But it is still weird to be like, Nike jock straps. We haven't seen, you know, like, girl, oh, I don't know if I would want a Nike jock. I guess for me, jock straps is more sexy versus athletic. So, like, the swoosh down in my bush, I don't... You know, I keep the swoosh on my ankles and on my feet. I don't know if I want no Nike jock strap. Would you do the Nike jock strap?
No.
Well, you don't like athletic gear.
No,
we talked about
yes.
that. Everything. You would get a Nike jock strap?
No.
Okay.
So I don't. But I don't have a jock strap yet. I haven't.
What?
Yeah, I don't have one.
Emerson, how is that possible? So you just don't got nothing that's just ass ready?
No, not at the moment. I said on here I had needed to buy some, and I never did it. But I said I needed to buy some sexy underwear. But no, I never. I have nothing that is not jockstrap. And then too, I think, you know, if I see too many people going left, I always want to go right. Mm-hmm. So I think just with that craze of it, I was just like, well, girl, I'll find something else. So
I
wanted
love
something.
The net, the little net, when it, then that, it's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like, it's not mesh. It's more of a net material, but the ass is still out. You ever seen that?
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would probably rather do something like that. You know, like, what was it? Lightbox? I think it's light in the light box or lightbox.com, I think it is. But, you know, they got so much shit.
Oh, that's the one you told me about. Yeah. That's the one I ordered all the stuff that I got. Yeah. I think it is. I haven't even worn half. I think I've only, I would say this. I be spending all that money on these sexy underwears, and I think even like the jock straps. First of all, the downfall for jock straps is I'm fucking on site. It ain't much left to do but stick the tongue. You know, like, oh, okay. You know, if somebody has a jock strap, it's time to go there. The foreplay has expedited for me.
Oh, so it's just, you just go straight to it.
I mean, it's there.
Okay.
I'm like, what else do we need to do?
So he can't walk around at all with it all. Like, if as soon as you see it, you just like, no, I'm about to fuck you. Like, there's no walking past. Okay. So it's not just walking past you.
Well, you can walk past once.
You know what I'm saying? There's no cooking, you know. Nothing.
No, girl, you can cook while I'm, like, girl, I'm not just going to let, like, especially, you know, if I'm in that mood.
Yeah.
And you got a jock strap, you know, like if you have like a different kind of underwear, it's kind of like
that's a little different.
Maybe, yeah. You know, but a jock strap, it's just there, it's out. What is there else to talk about at that point? And I've noticed that with like those kind of underwears and stuff like that, like once you in that, the foreplay has kind of cut in half because it's right there. It's like.
Okay.
I know what's up. I ain't got to think about it, wonder, like...
Well, for pictures, maybe.
Oh, for pictures, like taking pictures?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like, again, you should still have them, and you can start off. What I'm saying is they come off a lot
Well,
faster.
I'm just saying... Well, right, but I'm saying, bro, yeah, they don't get much life.
Yeah, they don't get much life. So, that's what I'm saying. The sexier they are, the quicker...
That's what I'm saying, so maybe they'd just be better for pictures. Like, mm-hmm. if you photography, sending your boo-boo pics and stuff like that. You know, kind of just like Savage by 50. A lot of that stuff by Savage by 50 for these girls, I'm like... Bitch, your nigga ain't gonna let you walk around in that.
Right, bitch, you're not gonna just be walking around the house in some Savage by 50. Right. Bitch, you gonna be getting fucked instantly.
Right, there's no way you gonna get away with this. That's what I'm saying. That is purely for like these all these ambassadors. I'm like, okay, girl, that's how y'all use it. Cause I'm pretty sure if y'all man see you with it, that's your own. You are not just gonna be walking around the house in your Savage by 50.
I seen an ambassador, I can't think who it was. It wasn't, and I was just like, child, they went too far with the ambassadors. It wasn't Wanda Sykes, but it was like in that world of like...
Leslie from SNL?
No, who was it? And I was like, I'm going to check Shade Room, but go ahead. You're next on the list. I mean, you're next.
Oh, for what you find in a gay man's house. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm trying to think of something like this off that like we all do or have that people just kind of don't know about. Because I don't want to go cliche because people already think cliche anyway. So I don't want to go there. So I'm trying to think of something that we would all have in our house that people just really don't know about. That might not even be sexual.
Right. We always sexualize it.
Right. So yeah, I'm trying to think.
Oh, I know one. Go ahead. And it could be sexual. I mean, the one I have in my head is could be considered sexual. But
yeah, I don't sit. But that's the fucked up part. I don't even know if I can think of anything that's like not sexual. Oh well, no, I can't say that because you don't always have it. Yeah, I can't. I guess these are all like subjective. Like it might be certain gay people to have it and certain ones that don't. We won't all have all the same things in our house. I definitely say weed, though.
Weed?
Weed.
Weave or weed?
Weed.
Oh.
Or okay. At least...
Okay. I'm here for that.
I'll say, yeah. Most gay people's houses I go over always have weed.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Or you always smell it. That's not really a funny one, and I hate to say drugs, but I couldn't think of anything else, because I'm trying to think of something else that we will all have.
Well... You got this whole episode, so you gotta keep thinking. Weed. I mean, we definitely know. So the idea, even back in the day, and I think it's you know, I think now it's not the same because everybody kind of smoked weed. But yeah. you know, back in the day, that was how you got the trade.
Yeah.
That was like, right. you had to have the weed. Right. Like, you smoked weed. Because we would always be the one like, well, bitch, we not getting the trade because, girl, we don't smoke weed. We not buying no weed.
Right.
I ain't supplying no trade with no weed. Like, girl, that's not my thing. But you know, our friends back in the day would be like, oh, girl, you got to have the weed.
Yeah.
And they would get it. I'm just thinking about, like, No Shade, Telly, and every, you know, mm-hmm. like, they would always have the weed meeting with the niggas. And we'd be like, well, guess we not, girl. Back then, I agree with you. Now, I think everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, the cunts, the non-binary, fish.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch, baby. They be the main ones.
Smoking down, honey.
Smoking down, blunts. Fat, be like, girl, really? You gonna smoke this big old ass blunt? Like, girl, just be like, girl, and what, bitch?
Okay,
they got more weed than you.
Okay,
they be selling that shit.
Okay,
but you know, I have a crush on the girl from what that show with Lena Waithe, Chicago. Oh my God, can I think of the show with Jacob Lattimore?
Oh, The Shy.
The Shy. I said Chicago. Yeah. You could think of The Shy. I literally said The Shy. And Jacob Lattimore, baby mama, wife now on the show, was a drug dealer. She sold like all the strains of weed and stuff.
Oh.
And she was so fine. And it was so sexy. Like, I feel like a female drug dealer is so sexy.
Okay.
It's something about it. Like, she was so pretty and so, like, bitch, I do this. Like, this is what I do. I just thought it was kind of hot. But anyway, my next one is, if you turn to your left, how about I say right? If you turn to your left, you have it. But I think all gay men have a ring light.
Yeah. I hate that these ring lights have been sexualized.
Yo, I mean, OnlyFans,
oh
baby.
Oh, my God.
But not even OnlyFans, like, makeup.
Well, no, especially in 2020.
2020.
Everybody normally is getting one because, like, everybody's on video. And everybody knows you got to have that light right.
You got to have that light right.
So, but it's been sexual. But if you see it, though, everybody just, oh, you being like, act like I'm Carisha or something. Like, no, I actually use this for, you know, actual content, like, mm-hmm. for, like, Essence of Style. But no, you're right.
But content is content, episode.
No, content is, well, I said content for Essence of Style. I didn't say content. I'm just saying
because
content.
You are fashion. You buy to have something, you might have some Savage by Fenty that you wanted to talk about, that you wanted to be the model.
That's true. I mean, that is content too.
Yeah.
But that's not really sexual. It is, but it's not. That's what I'm saying. But no, you're right. A ring light, that is something that you probably see.
But everyone now, even the girl that you're like taking photos.
Yeah.
Because I think when I got mine was just to make sure I looked cute on video, like when I was going live or when I was FaceTiming. Because, baby, don't call me without trying to FaceTime and I don't have my ring light. I have to have my ring light.
Well, I don't blame you because the lightning here sucks. So if I was to do anything, I would have to have my ring light. Because I just, no. And I have daytime lights and I still be wanting or any of my lights, actually.
Okay, yeah, light. It is so crazy how different light makes a video look.
Oh, because
even today, so I was... We're going to be talking about the House of Lanvin today, mm-hmm. but we had a meeting today for, you know, the people on the XL Cares Initiative plug, and I went outside, and Ron was like, why are you outside? I said, well, it's 10 o'clock and I haven't opened no windows in the house, so it's not that good. It's no good light.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure y'all saw this mug. So he was like, you need to shave your beard. I was like, excuse you. But I was in the light, you know, this mug was on display. So yeah, ring lights,
I almost didn't even get mine. Like, I ordered mine, and it was on back order. They was like, we're trying to find it for you. Like, it was this big thing. It came late. It was a thing. I'm like, seriously?
Okay.
For a ring light? So, yeah, it's crazy. The ring lights stock got to be up in this season, because, girl.
Okay, you next.
I don't
want to wrong with you right your eyes?
No, because I can't think of I'm trying to think of stuff that's just so not cliche. What is something like off that we all have in our houses that or gays have in their houses? I don't know. Because I'm about to say something, it's sexualized.
Okay.
And everybody don't have it, but I can't say this. Well, you may find it. I guess what I'll say, you might find this in a gay person's house, but you might find this in a straight person's house. Abilene.
I don't know what that is. Oh, that cream.
Yeah.
The Abilene cream. And what's another name? What is it called? Because I think a lot of people have the generic brand of Abilene. What is Abilene?
It's Abilene.
I mean, but if you got the generic, I think, but is it just cream, facial cream?
Yes, yeah, facial cream.
Okay. But I think a lot of these girls might not have Abilene.
Oh, no, they don't. I
Because Abilene, high. Yeah, like, girl, I'm not spending $15.
I've seen somebody use Cetaphil.
That's high, too.
Oh.
Girl, I mean, it's not like you can't buy it. Oh, Cervé, is that one?
I guess that's one, too.
Uh-huh. But, you know, I have never used Abilene, so is that like a jack, or like a, you can people fuck or jack off
with? I've seen people morally jack off with it. I haven't really seen people fuck with it, because I wouldn't know about that. I don't know if I would trust that, but I've seen most people use it for jacking off. But I guess, there's another one.
Oh, can I say it?
Yeah, you can.
Fleshlight.
Oh, no, not that.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, along with the Abilene, is coconut oil.
Oh, okay. Coconut. First of all, so that's your next answer. We're going to pause on the coconut oil.
Okay.
First of all, coconut oil for black queer men is more, everybody got it for multiple reasons.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, so yours was Abilene. So I will be, just to finish that one up, I've never used it. I have been seeing it a lot. People saying that it's like a jack off thing, but I ain't really got into like the jack off cream. So maybe I go to Walgreens after this and see what's up. see what's up. Let me go to Walgreens and see if I got like a little coupon, some points that I've gotten. Maybe gonna be $5 off. Because first of all, Abilene is higher than
it is.
But I spend stuff on like creams and lotion if I know that I like it, and so I don't know about the Abilene, so that's why I'm kind of apprehensive. But if everybody's saying, then I'm gonna go with that. Okay, Abilene. So my next one is the Fleshlight, and now you made me feel bad about it all being sexualized, but I feel like for black gay men, like I just, like, all of a sudden, it wasn't there. Like, you've seen, like, maybe a few people with it. They had to really be in the industry to, like, I don't know if I can get on Twitter without seeing it.
No, that's true.
They got all, and they got so many different kinds now. Mm-hmm. The clear ones, the little pocket, the little, all, like, so I guess, in general, like, toys. But I guess we don't want to say that because you might have another answer for, like,
Well, yeah, I mean, but we could just say that because I don't want to go down a list. I guess you can't just say sexual toys. You're probably more than likely going to find it. I'm trying to think of, but with all this new age stuff or just how wild everything is now, I'm still trying to think of other stuff that might just be in our house.
So, Abilene. So, go ahead and say your next one.
Oh, coconut oil?
Coconut oil. So, first of all, we all got some damn coconut oil, even if it's in the jar, if it's in the liquid form, bitch, if it's in your bitch, you don't have no coconut oil?
I do, but I don't like it, because I don't like that it turns liquid.
Okay, I messed up. See, I love coconut oil, but I've messed up a few of my little track shorts with the coconut oil. I be getting all fine, summertime fine. And babe put it in the shorts with the big ass coconut oil stain in the middle. But see, that's what I like to use when I'm, having my one-on-one time. It's coconut oil.
It's messy.
I like it. It's not. I like coconut oil, but I like it in not the liquid form.
Well, yeah, I would prefer not to be a liquid. Like, I got some now, and I'm like, well, shit, do I need to put it in the refrigerator? I don't like that it's liquid. I almost want to throw it away.
If it's liquid, I like it when it's not liquid. Yeah. Like when it's like in between. But where are you keeping it?
It's in my closet.
Big girl's too hot. Yeah, you gonna have to put it in the refrigerator if it's summertime in Texas in your closet. Ain't no air in there. But it's your house. It shouldn't melt like that.
That's what I'm saying. It shouldn't have melted like that. But the closet is hot though.
Okay. If the hot closet get hot, then that's what it is because you can't keep it. I learned that. You can't just keep it to keep it like room temperature for it to, because it is messy. Like my sheets, my shorts, my underwear. My eyeballs, coconut could be dang. But I feel like, but even with that, like, I feel like we've kind of grown up with, like, because people use coconut oil when it comes to their altar, when it comes to, like, just a skin product, hair product, just something about coconut oil. I don't know. I feel like I'm closer to the motherland when I have coconut oil. I just feel black as fuck. Sometimes I like to put coconut oil and just go out in the sun and just let it just, my sun and the coconut oil on my skin. And I know it might get darker, but, you know, I like it. I like to shine. I'm already chocolate. So I'm a coconut oil guy. I buy it and I think I might have been on the phone with you. I would go in the stores and spend hours trying to figure out what bottle of coconut oil I want. Do I want the coconut oil in the food aisle? Don't want the coconut oil and lotion aisle.
It's all the same.
It's all the same, but I like the unrefined coconut oil.
Okay.
But it comes in different textures. Like you said, you don't like the oil, so you wouldn't be in the hair or the skin aisle for coconut oil. You'll be in the lotion or the food aisle.
That's true.
Because you don't like the skin.
It still melt, though.
No, it all becomes the same. But I mean, it's like bread, like some of it is enriched, some of it is like added, you know, additive. Some of it's the same, but it's not the same. So coconut oil. So what I want to do is name some of the items. I already told you some of these ever since. So until I think of a next one. So these are some of the other ones I got from the House of Len Van. Cock ring. Let me just do it again. Things you find in a gay man's house, and I'm Steve Harvey. And so these are the answers I got. Mm. Cock ring, poppers, enema, thigh high boots, a wig, rhinestones. Oh my goodness, what is this? Diana Ross album, silicone based lube, a red bag. What's the red bag for? I don't know what that one is.
Just maybe a red bag in general?
Yes. Darion jeans. A dildo. Somebody else's underwear.
I think somebody else said it too.
Someone else's man.
Yeah.
A boot with a heel. Vaseline. Sex swing. But... panties, a nightstand full of designer cologne. I think that's my favorite one because growing up, that's how I knew it was a guy that I wanted to do with, if they had that nightstand of cologne. I just love it when, because that means they care about, they use it because those guys are really clean. Mm-hmm. They take a lot of showers. Mm-hmm. Their underwear is really nice. Mm-hmm. Their wife beaters, you know, mm-hmm. they're going to put on that do-rag to make sure their hair is laid. Mm-hmm. If they got that cologne, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was always the indication of a nigga that kept themselves up.
Absolutely.
Mm. I'm trying to think something.
I know back in the day it was, what was that? They said Diana Ross, but they didn't say back in the day, you knew they was going to have a Beyonce Dangerously in Love album.
Okay.
Or Destiny's Child, the independent, I forget the name of the album though.
Survivor. Destiny's Child Survivor, I feel like was automatically gay. You couldn't. Like, I feel like you might got away with a Beyonce, but everybody... But no, Beyonce was gay.
Yeah.
But that Survivor...
Survivor album. Everybody was gay. Had Survivor. Every time you go over somebody's house, they was playing Survivor.
Because a straight guy couldn't get away. Like, why would you be listening to Survivor album? Like, you could might say, oh, that Jay-Z, oh, that Beyonce, you know, oh, shit.
But Survivor, it was so gay. I got tired of it.
Because every single time I went over somebody's gay house, they was always playing it. It's okay. Like, you always heard Beyonce. I'm like, oh, my God.
Always.
Always.
Always. Oh, my God. Everything. I don't know what to say. What is a gay? What is in a gay man's house? You know what I'm about to say? It used to get on my nerve, but the rocks in the sink. You don't remember that? Like, I don't know if that was just gay, but I feel like the gay men really took hold of that.
I mean, I've seen it. I don't know if I've ever seen it for a gay man's house, though.
Oh, every gay man house that I would, like, if they thought they were, like, really, like, decor, if they was decor, or that long mirror that you would get from IKEA. You know that IKEA mirror?
Yeah.
That every gay man had. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a certain bed frame that every gay man has, too. But so I want to say the rocks of this thing, but you said you don't remember that. I remember that, like, growing up and... Like, when, because I didn't have a house, you know, I wasn't necessarily in the household and stuff. You know, I was still in college, living in apartments and stuff like that. So, I wasn't on no decor. And, baby, every time I went into, like, a girl house that called herself decorating, and I think I might have had one apartment, I put some rocks in the sink, too, because everybody, but it was bothering me and my homegirls, though, when the toothpaste would be on the rock and then dry up. Like, girl, this is not sanitary.
No, that's why I'm like, I mean, I know, I might even see somebody recently at a gay person's house that had them, honestly. Because I think I've seen it recently, but I'm like, back in the day, I don't remember seeing it. But that's been my whole thing. I'm like, well, how do you keep these damn rocks clean?
Why is it all these rocks, these big ass rocks in your sink? And the toothpaste, I can see the Colgate dry up. And I think I might have done it. Once, and then I realized, like, these rocks are nasty as hell. Because it's like everything that you've done in the sink is on these rocks.
Right. Oh.
So, yeah, rocks in the sink. But, yes, it's a particular mirror of, what do you call the mirrors that go from the ground to the...
A floor mirror?
A floor mirror. Yeah. From IKEA, the little wood one.
Oh, yeah.
The wood one, the $99 one. Every gay person in Atlanta had that damn mirror. When I was in Atlanta, I would go to everybody's house. The bitch, that's when we would all be dancing in the mirror. Because it's like, oh, bitch, you can have a mirror just as a decorative piece that you can still twerk and pop in.
Oh, well, I've always known that. My auntie used to have one back in the day that in her room. That's how I started off. How I started off turking and stuff, because we'd be in her, she'd be listening to her music, and we'd just be in the mirror.
Okay, in the mirror, just like the bitch, short it off. But have you seen that mirror a lot, the IKEA mirror? It's still $99.
Yeah, no. That's
a shame, too.
Well, yeah, I think, my YouTube girlfriends, they have a different kind of IKEA mirror. They don't have that one. But, no, I know which mirror you're talking about,
They
too.
Got the silver one.
They got the white ones, or the silver ones.
The silver ones, which is all mirror. IKEA put those floor mirrors on the map. Like, bitches was decorating their house with mirrors after IKEA. Because $99 was such a...
Yeah.
It was expensive. Like, well, bitch, I'm spending $100 on a mirror, but at the same time, you're like, well, wait a minute, bitch. This is... Bitch, some people have a futon and IKEA mirror.
Yeah, I mean, well, shit. I think a mirror is necessary. I need a floor mirror in my closet, but I don't know about the IKEA one. But I do need one. I'm trying to think. I don't know what. I don't know. What else would you find in a gay man's house? I don't want to. We've already talked about kind of like music. I mean, we said Beyonce, we said Diana Ross. I don't want to say nothing else music. I'm trying to think of something just off that this is funny. I can't think of it now. I'm pretty sure I'll think of it later. Just something that you'll see in a gay man's house.
I know what it is now.
You say you know what it is now?
Well, like cooking wise.
What gay man cook?
Those girls, they in their air fryers.
Oh.
And if I say that, the fish don't do it too, but the girls really be feel like they're doing some of these air fryers.
Oh, my God.
They get on my nerves.
I didn't even think about that.
They all the girls got an air fryer. They be acting like they really with them little wings, little platters, inviting the girls over.
Girl, okay, that's actually a good one. But see, I guess half my problem is I don't go over a lot of gay girls' houses no more. I ain't been over no niggas' houses. I ain't been over the gay girls' houses. I don't know what the fuck they be having in the house. I can't even say what I've seen a lot of as of recent. I only can really go off back in the day because that's when I used to house hop.
Okay, well, but and in both of the houses we were going back in the day wasn't furnished. So it's kind of hard to use those houses.
That's what I'm saying. I can't think of nothing.
Girl, they didn't have heat.
No heat.
Refrigerator.
Right.
Lights out in the refrigerator. Yeah. Ain't been plugged up in a couple of months.
Mm-hmm. Milk crates.
That'd have been a good one, girl. Milk crate, because the girls had the milk crates.
That's seats, for y'all who don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That was seating.
You know what I see a lot of, too? So I guess if we're going to go into, like, the home decor or that world, the gays, you know, they be trying to be up on it. You know, just like, you know, like the soccer moms. Because, bitch, if I go to one more gay girl house and they be like, Alexa, like, I swear... Let these girls get one of these $1,500 apartments, girl. They got Alexa. They do. I swear, every house I go to, like, in them, you could kind of tell the apartment you're going to walk in with Alexa going to show up. You could tell, like, girl, they got an island.
Oh,
Alexa is going to be there. It's almost like you got to have Alexa. Be like, Alexa, can you play City Girls, Pussy Talk?
Well, if y'all noticed, Alexa don't live here. Because if she did, she would have came out.
You should. Yeah, I always said, I feel like this is an Alexa apartment. Like, I always said that.
Well, no, we do Siri. We don't do Alexa.
Oh, Siri. But what do Siri? Is it the Apple Home?
Well, you can do Apple Home. But, cool. I mean, I don't want to say it because she's going to cut on. If I was just, you know, saying, hey, Siri.
She ain't feeling you.
I guess I'm too far. Well, that's good. She would normally respond, but yeah.
So Alexa and air fryer.
Yeah, I can't think of what's the like a home decor item I used to always see in gay girls' houses? When they had furniture. Oh, it was a certain type of furniture that all the gay girls had from Rent-A-Center. It was. I'm no shade to Rent-A-Center. We've all used the services before. I'm not shading.
I did errands because Rent-A-Center was just that bi-weekly. Like, girl, no, you're not. Gonna,
oh, well, yeah, girl,
just once a month. But
some renter company. Mm-hmm. Errands. We might have all tapped into them, but it was a certain type of furniture. It was like black and brown. It looked like it was faux leather, and it was like normally came in a sectional.
Okay, the sectional. Oh my god. The sectional. Remember the brown and black sectional?
Yeah, that's what you're probably talking about the same one.
I know we talk about the same one because it would be at everybody's house.
They all had that same brown and black sectional.
Oh my god. Oh. Gosh, what else do you would find at a... I'm about to change it. I said gay man. A butch queen's house. What else is at a butch queen's house? I guess I want to say wine and wine glasses. Every butch queen I know has wine glasses for wine. Okay. Like,
yeah.
That's the standard. Like, well, girl, you ain't got no wine glasses. Like, girl, you not classy. You uncouth.
No, it is. It does come off uncouth if you don't have no damn wine glasses.
Okay, like, girl, all you drinking is cocktails. Girl, you are one of them young girls.
Okay.
Like, all the girls, when they got their, you know, first, you know, adult apartment and or house.
Yeah, get some wine glasses.
You get some wine glasses. Mm,
that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Damn, what else can I think of? Or even just something, well, in their house. Well, That's not in their house. So it's kind of in their house. If you look on like one of their, but they had, but like, no, because a lot of people use their phone. So never mind, I can't say that. I was going to say, you're going to see some type of Pornhub, My Vista or something. It's a trail of it or something if you go on their computer or devices. But they do it on their phones a lot of times. So.
The girls do it on their TVs.
Well, yeah, you can do it on your TV. But a lot of people, I'm just saying, but you look at a lot of OnlyFans, they be looking at their phone. I'm just trying not to be cliche. But in the end, too, I don't know. I guess that's my problem. I don't be going over girls' houses, so I don't know what they have to even assess. I can really only go back in the day because I really don't. I've probably been to, off the top of my head, I've been to a few, I guess, gay girls' houses here. I only can think of three, though. So, yeah, I don't know.
I would say another one is candles. I don't know no butch queen that don't have candles.
I like to keep candles. I burn them out so quick, though. But, yeah, I'll give the candles to a certain type of, like, butch queen. Back in the day, them girls didn't have no candles.
No, again, girl, we talking about...
Right, we talking about...
Girls that barely had on lights. Bitch, we used to have to wrap up in our coat.
I remember.
Oh, bitch, you used to have your big-ass winter coat, bitch, wrapped up over your head. All you could see was your coat.
Yep.
And bitch, your legs. Yeah. Bitch, it's so cold. It'd be the wintertime. We're these abandoned houses. Literally abandoned houses.
But they had weed, though.
They had a lot of stuff. They had cocktails.
Cocktails, weed.
Weed, girl, and no heat.
No heat.
No heat. I don't know. I think... I'm trying to think like getting ready, like getting dressed. Well, I think I don't want to do no more home decor because I'm about to say all the girls got these little Bluetooth speakers. I guess that's what the going back to Alexa. It just be like this surround sound music. The girls be ready to play the music. The girl, like, I don't care what house I go to, the girl, they're ready to entertain with the music, girl. They had a little bar with that little sound bar. Remember those was popular?
Oh, yes.
They would get, but they still be getting them mounted on their walls. But I'm like, did you need a sound bar in 2020? I mean, if you already have one. But I guess it's decorative, right?
I think I would probably get one if I was a movie person or a TV person where I, you know, I think that sound would still, I would want that sound. So, yeah. I get a Bluetooth speaker. I'm trying to think of some of the other stuff. Even the, like, we already said poppers. But
poppers. Oh, the smell of poppers. I just, you know, I want to do an episode about poppers. I want maybe... somebody that comes in, we need to talk to. I want to know more information about it. Like, what is the poppers? What is that get that you can take dick more than the average? You know, like, does it still mess you? You know, we talked about this before. Like, does it still mess you up just because you can't feel it? But do your body ever go back to 5 hours of pounding with 12 inches of dick? You know, like... like, what is poppers? And I guess because I don't like it, I haven't really... because somebody told me I was supposed to keep it... because I did get one bottle. I never used it. And I have it just because I was ready, you know. And they was like, oh, you can't... you're supposed to put it in the refrigerator. I'm like, in the refrigerator? Girl, I'm not doing all that. But do you know all that information about poppers? Like, what is it that makes us make... because when the one time I did do it, well, two times... it was a head rush, but I was, like, trying to have sex, and the room was spinning.
No, I want no parts of that.
But at the bottom, though, it's...
But I wouldn't want my head to spin. I guess because I, you know, but my control issues. But I think because I
never done it. Oh, well, yeah. My head was spinning. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like doing something... it was like a head rush.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about it, but I see it's getting more and more popular because, you know, you see all the girls, you know
they little videos. And they don't even care. Right. Like, it used to be like, girl, but now it's like, bitch.
Yeah, now they just pull it out. Right. pass it around.
Pass it around. And then with the tops, I'm still trying to figure out what does it do for the tops. Because if it's, I understand why the bottoms do it, mm-hmm. allegedly. And that's what I, you know, just in case, you know, I'm feeling froggy. And I need, you know, being versed and top, versed on the top, I don't ever get a pounded. Like, what if that just be something in my spirit? And they say you take poppers, you able to take it. Because, like, the way I am now, it's like, I'm going to fight you before you try to put anything in me. Because I just don't get it. You know what I'm saying? So, if the popper's going to help me, one night only, one night only. But I don't know what it is. They talking about this, the VCR cleaner and all of that kind of stuff. Like, but I don't hear no stories about it. Like, people are not dying or having issues with it. They just taking a lot more dick. A lot more. Longer. Mm-hmm. Bigger. And acting like it's riding a pony. I don't know if I could ever be that calm on no dick like that. Just like... and just for hours. Like, girl, no.
For hours? No, not for hours. An hour. I mean, that's a lot of stamina. Outside of the drugs. I mean, like, that's work. That's exercise. I don't... No teachers. I don't know.
Well, I just need y'all to tell me more about it. I think once I knew it, you know, I bought it. I'm coming around to it. I'm a late bloomer because I don't like the smell. But anyway, so I don't know if I have anything else. I'm trying to think. not Diana Ross poster. Like, what's the female? Oh, yeah, y'all. What was the female perfume? Was that Juicy Couture?
Oh, I ain't had that.
But you know, a lot of the girls had the Juicy.
I would say Versace for men. All y'all Butch Queens was wearing that Versace.
Okay. Oh, what's the one? The shape like a body.
Oh, John Paul.
Gautier. Oh my God, that John Paul Gautier, the one that's shaped like a
body.
That would literally be on
everybody.
And they would have it out. Because remember back in the day, you used, like they said, you would keep your clones out to let the girls know, like, girl, I buy good stuff.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, Versace and John Paul Gaultier, definitely. I don't know what.
I'm trying to think. You said, is it good? It might not be Juicy. It's another... No, they might Ed Hardy. Ed Hardy. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, girl. So, we got to do fashion. So, the girls, I know I'm going to see a Gucci belt.
Oh, of course.
they love... What's the other one? The belt buckle.
Well, I don't know if those are real. Hermes,
yeah. Those belt buckles. Mm-hmm. What else you gonna see these girls? The Chelsea boots. Oh my God, those dirty ass Chelsea boots.
I don't like them when they dirty.
But they all, like, girl, you only can wear them a certain times before they go get, unless you got the black ones, but you, the popular ones is the beige, like the Timberland boots. Mm-hmm. Just like Timberland boots. Like, girl, once somebody step on them or you go somewhere and girl.
You will always see them at people's houses though, Timberland boots.
You would see Timberland boots, but now it's the Chelsea boots. Yeah, girls spending all that money in them boots and don't have the right cleaning for the boots. It's suede, honey. You got to get the little suede brush with the suede cleaner. Don't, you know, use dishwashing liquid in a rag.
No, I don't. They only cute if they clean. If they raggedy then or dirty, then it takes away from the fact. I think it looks nice on a man that's, you know, nice and grown and sexy and he got on his chesty, but I like it, but it's clean. But like you said, I know you say you can only wear them once, but I just say, well, you got to pick where you wear them.
Yeah, you got to pick where you wear them. You can't wear them somewhere it's going to be multiple people that might step on your foot.
Or a club. Yeah.
Oh, you cannot wear no Chelsea boots to a club. Because, or when it's raining, you just can't. Like, you're going to be walking, girl.
Yeah, you got to check the weather and know your location. You have to wear them particular. What?
Remember back in the day, what were those shoes called? Soconis.
Oh, my God. And they was getting them by the boatload. People was literally buying them like in every color.
Because
the girls I went to school with, they had them in every color. Like one, they had purple, yellow, blue, pink. They would just interchange them out. I'm like, oh my God. I never had no Saucony's.
You never had no Saucony's?
No.
I think I had a pair. Just one pair, girl. I was like, I can't do this. Yeah, these girls. But what else these girls be having right now? Of course, a bag.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
The girls going to have a bag.
They have a bag now.
The girls going to have a bag now. I don't know the girl that don't have a bag. I mean, I don't have a bag, but you don't have my little ponchos, girl. them my bags. Okay, and I got about five of them now. I got a collection. Whatever, different colors. I'm trying to think. Yeah, but I'm trying to think of the Burberry Gucci.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a Burberry time.
It was a huge Burberry time for the girls.
Yes, it was.
It was all of them.
Yes, it was all, a season for Burberry.
No matter what, the scarf, yep. The shirt, the belt.
Yes. Oh. Well, that was kind of a phase. Now those two-piece short sets.
Oh, the matchy?
Yeah, the matchy.
Yes. Yeah, because, girl, remember I was like, should I get one of these? Oh, girl, those
all
things.
The girls got those.
Mm-hmm. You didn't say nothing about my little loud shirt today.
I love Looney Tunes.
I got this. I ordered it at that same
Because I thought
place.
You were right. Yeah, because I didn't think you got them because you're like, I want Looney Tunes. I was like, I love Looney Tunes.
Yeah. But, it's a Sunday. And I don't know if I'll wear this, like, out. But, you know, I'm feeling, you know, happy today. So, you know, I got some stuff, you know, lined up coming this weekend. Whew, it's been a minute. So, yeah. So, I guess, yeah. So... What, Emerson?
I didn't say anything.
When it's been like 3 weeks, when last time you had some?
I already told you, I'm born again virgin.
Born again virgin. Oh my God. Like, do it, like, so you think the first time you have it, is it going to be like the first time you had it?
It might be.
Hey, you're going to be like, ooh! Bitch, you're going to fall in love. You're going to, like, next time you get...
No, that's why I'm not doing nothing with no casual nothing. That's why I'm like, no, it's been too long now. It ain't no quit it type situation.
Bitch, you're going to be like...
Because it's going to be work. Even on him. Like, I need a patient man. Because I'm not saying it's going to take hours, but it's not going to be just like...
Well, you might have to prepare yourself. Like, use a toy and get ready. Like, girl, you ain't... You know, version push for real. So you
might I ain't got to do that.
Well, that's what you got to prepare. Like, so if you think you'll be extra tight, you might just have to use your toy or something the day before.
I'm not doing that.
Oh. You know, like, girl. I know that's been hurting when it's too tight.
Well, that's why I say he got to be patient because I'm not doing that. But I know that's what I was having a conversation with some girlfriends and they were saying how somebody has to advise that for one of the other girlfriends. And I think it's a good idea, but I just don't, I'm not a foreign object girl.
You would not put nothing up your booty?
Not that's foreign. I don't.
What's foreign mean?
That's not a dick, a real one with skin on it.
Oh my God, nothing like on the wall?
No, I don't like fake.
Oh, I slapped it on the wall the other day. Okay. So, I guess that's going to be a wrap. That's a wrap. So, if you guys, you know Edmondson is going to come for y'all. We want to hear comments.
We did actually get one. But it was back in June. I'm sorry. But I did check because I'm like, well, you know, I hadn't even checked it. So, let me check it again to just be sure before I start talking shit. But, it was one from back in June. Shout out to you if you're listening today.
It's October.
Well, I mean, I just...
Shout out to you, girl.
But shout out to you. Thank you. I didn't... You probably like, well, I left a comment, bitch. Yes, you did. You might know this person. I don't know who it is. Parker Rellon?
Mm-mm.
No. Well, that's the last one.
Well, shout out to Baltimore. We were getting a lot of listeners to Baltimore. Shout out to Austin, Houston, Dallas, Atlanta, New York, you are our biggest markets. shout out to Baltimore, though. Like, I don't know what y'all doing, so keep listening. We see you guys. Much love. So, yeah, I guess we're just going to wrap up this episode. Think about what y'all got in your house. Think about how y'all react with other girls, what the other girls is giving. I actually like this title, this topic. And even after this, I think it's going to be in my head thinking about what the girls have. And then I'm thinking about what I got in my, what I have in my situation. Like, well, girl, I think all the girls have one of these. But, yeah, so you know how to reach me. I'm the Don, the boss, the nigga of the week, the nigga in the sheets.
None of those are your names.
Oh, Mr. Telltale on Instagram, on Twitter, and Facebook. If you love me more, you can go ahead on Facebook, like the XL Cares page. That's what I'm giving today. But of course, if you want to support me, like always, nonprofit whatsinthemirror.org on Facebook and What's in the Mirror on Instagram and Twitter. What's up with you, Evan? How they gonna get a reach with you? You know what I'm saying?
You can just go to Essence of Style on Instagram, click the link in the bio, and you can find everything else.
Oh, you got a link tree?
I don't have a link tree. But you click the link in the bios and you can find everything else to connect to me at. EssenceOfStyle.com is my blog, and that's it. Anyway, but thank you guys for listening, and yes, leave comments. I would love to hear from you guys, or hit us up on what works for us on Instagram.
You forgot what you, I would,
no,
you
because forgot. It's the what. It's all these whats. I'll be wanting to say
ain't
what's
no ass. It's what.
What doesn't matter. It's still, I'm talking about two different whats, because it's what's in the mirror and what works for us. So that's more than one what. Anywho,
but what worked for us without an S, and then what's in the mirror.
But I was talking about both of them. But anyway, so yes, hit us up, and that's it. Until next time, y'all. Holla.
Holla. The simpin' pippin' or the damn Versace. We making soul music, recording off my Samsung. Killing beats, I'm touching these souls like I'm Shang Tsung. Three different projects in a year.